Haldeman, sir.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Bob. Yes, sir.
You having dinner?
No problem.
Almost.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to say that I was thinking that if you could get that evaluation of this Price Buchanan memorandum, you know, it would be helpful in terms of sort of the tone of the State of the Union, because I can't chip it perceptibly, but I might want to. You see?
Okay.
And the more I think about it, I think, as I had, when I talked to Price, I talked to Camp David, I've always had serious doubts about his theory, because I think it's based on the wrong appraisal of the 70 election. Buchanan put his finger right on it.
Right.
In other words, we came out, you well remember, we came out
sure.
just as well at the end as at the beginning. And it was only later, when the media began to do us that,
right.
as a result of our own.
And we gave them something to do it on.
We butched it up, let's face it. And, but Price, taking the, you know, the usual liberal thing, he had opposed doing anything in the campaign anyway.
Yeah.
Just figured that was the reason. But, what's your offhand judgment at the moment? I mean, it's so easy to wait, like Connolly says, but it's also very dangerous to wait.
No, I think he's right. I think it would be dangerous not to for partly his reasons, but even more for yours, which are that...
I've already said I wasn't going to do it.
Well, your other reason, which I don't think that matters, because I think you can change that. And besides, what you said, this wouldn't be doing what you said you weren't going to do anyway. This doesn't have to be political at all.
That's right.
But
the timing?
But the question of timing was, this is only January. You got 10 months to go.
All right.
And,
you're right.
I don't think it's the same.
The point is that you've learned that Buchanan is so right. The whole quality of life crap, the revenue sharing, the welfare reform, all of it has been for nothing, hasn't it?
Not for nothing, because if you hadn't done it, then you'd have that. At least it's
yeah.
you know, covered that.
Doesn't help
ground.
Much, though.
It hasn't gained anything, but it's avoided some losses. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's probably gained something.
Not
you'd look
much.
Pretty barren without it.
Yeah, maybe so.
But it's the
well, in any event, let me just say, yep, I'd like to see what Price's analysis. You sit down and talk with him about it.
Yeah.
Now, don't let him sit and muse about it and figure up some defenses.
All right.
See what he thinks.
Okay.
Also. And who else's judgment would be good on this? Maybe Ehrlichman?
Well,
not at this time. He's too busy with programs.
That's it. He's kind of absorbed in.
That's right.
The other stuff. If Lent's still here, it'd be interesting.
Garment would be interesting, but you got to hit Garment hard and say, now look here, Buchanan is right about the 70 campaign, and don't let your liberal things knock you out of the ballpark here. See?
Well, let me talk to you.
Because Len is a fighter.
Yep.
And but they all have this illusion that everything that we did prior to the 1968 election was all loves and kisses and roses and so forth. They forget that the period when we had the most trouble in 68 was when we were sort of gliding along toward
That's
the
right.
end. Remember?
That's right.
We weren't taking anybody on.
Well, when you launched all your positive
yeah.
programs and all
everyone, that. Everybody said, let's have the positive programs. Put the all things out. They didn't mean one damn thing. Okay, Dick Moore is a good one. Anybody else you think of? I think that's enough. Colson's judgment wouldn't be good.
I'm not sure what his would be.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be, but he's a tactician. But I think Dick Moore's would be very good. And Garment, I think Sapphire's might be. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it would.
Okay. Okay. Okay, try them on. Okay,
okay.
Bye.